Good day, y'all. Today is Friday, May 31st, 2019. The time is 12:18. Welcome, welcome, welcome to All Things Pretty Podcast. I am your host today, Tamika. Okay, so first, let me say this. If I sound a little winded, it's because I'm walking. I legit just got off the bus, but I experienced something on this bus route that made me think, protect your peace, like protect my peace. This bus driver, she's just helping me along my journey. She's not walking my journey. She's not even traveling my journey. So the peace that I have acquired en route of my journey is what I'm going to protect. And I say that to say this to y'all. People don't know what you're going through. People have no idea. And I think I've stressed this in my last segment, 5 steps to being successful in school. Be polite. Like, we have to coexist. There's no way around it. What we don't have to put up with, though, is disrespect. So, not stating that she was disrespectful, but she was just everywhere. Like, it was supposed to be the number 8, but it ended up being the number 22, which is not even the route. So, I don't know. Regardless, I made it home. Well, halfway, because I'm walking now. Anyway, I just wanted to talk with y'all about securing your space, protecting your peace. You know, be true to yourself and know yourself, because if you don't, how can you know what to protect? And if you don't have boundaries, like I was telling my mom, shout out to my mom, shout out to Eunice, bless up yourself. You must know that I love you very much. Okay? So, yeah. Like my mom and I was discussing, that you have to have boundaries. If you don't have boundaries for yourself, then people don't know when to stop. And you don't know when to stop them. They'll keep on going. They'll keep on pushing. So, once you have boundaries, and you can, like, you know, identify how much of anything you can take, then you know your own load. Don't overload yourself, because, I mean, in the words of the late Aramis, you know, may he rest in peace, it's a marathon, and the marathon continues. So, you know, if you know anything about running, it's definitely about pacing yourself. I used to be a runner, and my specialty was the 100-meter dash. Believe it or not, I was really fast. I mean, I didn't even know I was fast, but honey, I could definitely run. So the way my coach would tell me is, when starting off, keep my head down. Keep it down as low as it can go. And then when I'm nearly to the end to finish the race, raise my head up. You know, the down position would definitely give my body more momentum while running, and definitely makes me run a lot faster. As when my head is up, it's full force, full throttle. So that's the same pace you should find in your life. Like, pace yourself. Know where your end results should be. Know where you want to end. You know, and once you find, you know, how you want to end, then you know how to start. That's me. Some people want to figure out how to start so they can end. But for me personally, how would I know how to start if I don't know where I'm going? So that's just me. I just wanted to throw them little nuggets out there. You probably already know this, but it's the fact that I'm saying it should, you know, make you question, is part of it true? Is it true? Well, I definitely believe that, you know, if you pace yourself, you definitely can win your race. No one else is running your race. In this type of race, it doesn't matter what place you place, because it's your life. So The ironic thing is, you don't have to be on nobody else's time. And to be honest, you're not on anybody else's time. However, you should respect other people's time, because we're all humans. Like, no one is better than none. And I solely believe that we're all equal, yet not the same. And what I mean by that is, we're all humans, but we don't have the same situations because we don't make the same choices. So that being said, it's enough to give just a little bit of respect. Okay, so that's all I really wanted to say in this podcast. But before I go, I do want to shout out my girl Cardi B. She will forever be one of my favorite rappers in this generation. Not just because she's from the Bronx. I mean, I was born in the Bronx, but I was raised in the Caribbean. So I'm definitely a Catician girl. Like, my mom is Navision, my dad is Catician, my man is Jamaican. I'm a Caribbean girl, yet I will forever, in a day, rep Bronx, because that's what's on my birth certificate, point blank, period. Cardi B has that attitude, and Cardi B definitely represents the ghetto side of me, okay? Pop up, guess who? Okay, so if you haven't heard her new release, it's official audio. It released last night at midnight. It's called Press. It's out now. You should definitely check it out if you're into hood rap things. I mean, let me not put it that low key. It's not hood rap, but if you're into these little gangster songs, it's kind of gangsta. Now get your gangsta up, if that will give you motivation throughout the day. Check out Cardi B, Press. It's on YouTube, okay? That's about it. Enjoy your day. I hope your Friday continues to be fabulous, and I hope you have an awesome weekend, and I wish you all good things. All right, till next time, pretty people, I'm out. Peace.